thought that running back room as you've seen guys go down before, and how do you guys go about saying we have to step up and that's got to be?
I mean, somebody has to pick up the slack. Like I said, he's been producing very well for us. So, I mean, whether it's me, whether it's Brandon, whether it's LG, I mean, we have to step in and do whatever we can to help this team.
When he had his ab strain, you were able to get out there and kind of get some stuff in. Just talk about the opportunity that now arises for you.
For me, I mean, whatever arises, whatever my role is for this team, I'm going to go out there and do whatever I can to help this team, no matter what it is.
What is it about the way that you guys are prepared that whenever somebody goes down, someone is able to step up?
Well, I think everybody practices like they're the starter, like they're going to be playing 100 snaps every game. So, I mean, when you get your opportunity, no matter how many snaps it is, we go out there and we try to do whatever we can to help move the chains for our team.
What are your thoughts on LeGarrette? What are your thoughts on LeGarrette Blount?
Hey, he had a great game. I mean, he was running physical. We gave the ball to him a lot, so I mean, he's ready for the moment. And whenever he gets the ball in his hands, he's gonna make a play.
He does a great job of holding on to the ball, right?
Hey, never fumble. Hey, exactly. I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, ball security is job security. So.
What did Dion Lewis mean? Just even short time that he was here as. You know, not saying he's not going to be able to just being on the field with this group.
He meant a lot. Like I said, he's given us great performances each and every week. He's a dependable guy, great guy to be around. So, I mean, he'll still be here with us, and we'll be thinking about him.
One thing I guess the coaching staff also drills into everybody in here is don't try to do what he did. Mm-hmm. Do what you do well. And can you go over what that means to you personally and your role going forward?
You just got to be yourself, like I said. You can't be Superman and do exactly what he was doing. Like I said, I'm doing whatever I can. My role may be different to what his role is. I mean, you never know what it is. So whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it.
Your blocking was outstanding. Last game you activated. Is that something you focus on as well?
Yeah, I'm always focused on that. We all are. We know in order to be out on the field, you got to be able to protect the quarterback. So whenever that opportunity comes up in the game, I mean, you make sure you get no pressure on the quarterback.
You just referred to Dion as Superman. In some ways, the things he was able to do were just completely irreplaceable.
I mean, like I said, he gave us a lot of great performances. Me, Brandon, LG, we just had to pick up the slack for him.
James, Brandon yesterday got in kind of touch on pass and afterwards said that he'd been catching a lot of passes.
Yeah, we always get extra work. That's what we have to do when we're involved in this offense. Running backs catch a lot of passes, so whenever you can get the extra work in, you do that. So on the game day, it becomes a lot easier for you.
How about in terms of mental rest? Dion has been in there. How have you seen the field from the perspective of being on the sideline, and how does that help you?
Oh, I always take mental reps. I communicate with the guys even when I'm not out there. I try to see what they see, give them my input. We all help each other. We try to help each other so we can go out there and for the next drive and be prepared.